Now, we all know that good things come in pairs, and musically minded identical twin comedy duos are no different. The Stevenson Experience have been causing quite a stir in the Aussie comedy scene, selling out shows at Sydney and Melbourne comedy festivals. We'll go back to how they all started, but they join me ahead of their upcoming encore performance at the Sydney Comedy Store next week. And I've got to welcome James and Beej Stevenson. Hello.
Hello.
G'day. Thanks for having us.
Hey. Causing a stir. I've never been described as causing a stir before.
I cause many stirs. I love the way you
like
said
new
that
idea.
Good things like come in pairs.
Socks,
and then you said that's
shoes,
the same with
double
like,
homicides. They all
well,
come in
that's
too.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, they do.
No, but I meant like then he said duos. Like there's another identical twin musical comedy duo out there cutting our grass. Like we're a pair of pairs.
Well, that's why we caused a stir, because we killed them, and they're buried at the Sydney Comedy Store, unfortunately.
So. Yeah, no more.
And so you're going to have some sort of seance at your show.
It's like the Phantom of the Opera. They're under the stage. I haven't seen the Phantom of the Opera, but I hope that's a good enough
We actually
reference.
Do the whole show by Ouija board. It's actually pretty creative. It's very meta.
That would actually be a great show.
That would be an awful show. It'd take forever.
Is this funny?
No.
Well, that's pretty easy. I guess you could just let the audience decide, you know, isn't that what they do? And they laugh or they don't laugh at stuff. I don't know.
That's true. They are the ultimate barometer. We certainly definitely know if we suck. Fortunately, we don't suck.
Which is why radio is so hard, because you don't have an audience in front of you to know whether
we
or not
we could tell you
funny.
If you like.
Really?
Yeah, I'll just wave it. The listeners won't be able to see this, but I'll just wave my thumb up or down, Gladiator, Joaquin Phoenix style.
Yeah, nice.
Based on the program.
Oh, is that pronounced Joaquin?
Yes. See, you're getting a thumbs down right now.
I've been calling him Jack and Phoenix for ages.
Jack and Phoenix is his porn counterpart. I don't know why. It's Joaquin, isn't it?
It is Joaquin. He's totally right.
All right, fine.
And it's Phoenix.
What?
Phoenix, pronounced, whatever. Thumbs down again.
I thought, that's a thumbs down to you, mate.
Nailing it.
The thumbs are down.
Now, I'm getting a bit of an idea of how you your dynamic of you two guys. And growing up as identical twins at home, did this start at a really young age, just sort of bouncing off each other, a bit of a dynamic, a bit of a performance?
I think at very young it was physically bouncing off each other. I think there were a few bouts of childhood. There's always childhood biff.
I won every fight.
And then it became, did you?
Yeah. Remember you cried once?
Once
on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
He cried on Christmas.
It was unwarranted violence. But then I suppose we got a bit more acerbic as we got older, and we decided to throw our barbs at each other with our mouths.
You've
got
to try to figure out, because it's always funny, and people always say, oh, you have this dynamic or whatever. And then when you bring it on the stage, though, you actually also have to write the jokes that complement the
But they have to believe. It has to be a believable dynamic. Like, our stage is a heightened presence of ourselves.
Sure.
But it, we don't hate each other as much in real life, but it's pretty close.
It is close.
You've got to get pretty sick of each other, right?
Oh, huge. We live together. And we have a blowout.
Why do you do that?
We have a blowout about once every 2 months.
We still haven't resolved this blowout.
Ooh. Well, he owes me $10 for petrol
in the car.
I did.
I gave you $10.
He didn't give me the $10.
Man, I gave you $10.
He gave me $10. You use the e-tag. You owe me $10 for the e-tag.
So here's the other. Let's just level this out. Let's just even this out on radio right now. I've been taking photos of the petrol receipts and when the petrol light goes on to prove to you how much petrol costs. Bull.
No, I haven't actually used the car this week, and he refused to write down. If you have callers, let's just have them. We won't tell them any context, but if anybody
You've
wants to ring in,
minutes.
I don't know if you even can, but if anyone wants to ring in and just answer the question, does James owe me $10?
Call us now, 9514-9500, or tweet us at 2SER.
This we could be a regular regular does segment. James does James owe me $10?
You know what you've done there? You've just damaged your already fragile ego by throwing out to calls and Twitter and then receiving no calls and no Twitter. So you've done.
The dashboard's not lighting up.
That's all right. It's not a hot discussion topic.
Phone's down.
I pitched it in the meeting. It got shut down. I brought it up anyway. Whatever.
They lit up when I said Jacqueline Phoenix. They're not lining up for this.
The content that you guys do on stage, is there a lot of ad-libbing, or is it all scripted? Every show a bit different?
Yeah, we just try and keep it reasonably natural. I mean, obviously, a show is a show, so the show is written and ready to go, but we keep ourselves pretty chilled.
We vibe. There's two of us on stage, so we need to know what the other person's going to say, really. We can't go too much improv, but we have our tours, and because we do music as well, we play songs, really fun, high-energy songs and stuff like that. We've got to be in time with each other, so we don't make them up on the spot. The songs are
There's lots of places in the show where we'll be talking about it before, and we'll just say, all right, here, we'll just do something for 2 minutes. Just riff. Yeah, and then we'll go back to the material. So, yeah.
Love it. You do music on stage, which is cool. You got sort of guitars, there's a bit of keyboard, although...
There's guitars, there's keys, yeah. There's the beautiful human voice, there's rapping, there's,
Rapping isn't a musical instrument. Yeah, there's piano and guitar.
Rapping's a musical instrument.
There's trumpets.
Can you all play by all trumpets. Instruments, or do you just
no,
figure it out?
No, hell no. We can barely play our own instruments.
Yeah.
it's a rough slog, mate.
James can play about 8 songs on the guitar, which is convenient because there's about 8 songs in the show. So it kind of rounds up nicely. Actually, he can probably only play 7 and there's still 8 songs.
I can play classical gas until the hard bit.
Smoke on the Water?
Oh, yeah. I can play the Lost theme song.
Oh, good.
Do. That's it. I can play the Inception noise.
Hey, that joke might have been funny 7 years ago.
I know. That's why I replaced it with the Inception noise.
Update your material, bro.
I've been reading about Lost today.
It's not even a guitar. That's more
no,
of
but it's
a
one note. But it's one note.
It's a bell.
Anyway, guitar's harder than piano. So Beach plays piano most of the time.
I've got like 112 keys. You've got 6 strings.
Right. But if you add up all the frets and the 6 strings, what does that add up to? That's pretty close to 120.
Well, if you
thanks, Mick.
Think
I can play
that
up to,
James
I can play
owes
up
me
to...
$10, call now. No.
Now, you guys, you touch on all sorts of things on your show, political correctness in schools, the dangers of telling kids they're all special. Any particular reasons, any particular subjects that you both agree on or disagree on? What are your favourite?
Well, that's just one song from the show is both of those.
Oh, is it? But I blame my producers for putting that into one question.
No, your producer's fantastic. We met him outside.
But
we love
that. I mean, that song's about just how ridiculous it is that the... You know, kids are just so protected these days. You know, like the caramel paddle pops and rainbow paddle pops are the same flavour, but...
yeah, they totally are. I knew that when I was a kid.
Yeah, but now we've got to call Baba Black Sheep Baba Rainbow Sheep, so what? We may as well just call him Baba Caramel Sheep. You know, that kind of stuff.
I haven't heard that.
So. Yeah.
Is it real?
Yeah, Baba Rainbow Sheep, have you any wool?
They change these kind of things all the time, but I suppose, like, we agree on...
Yes, sir, oh, madam. Yes, sir, oh, madam. 3 bags full... One for the master who does not own me because I am not a slave. One for the dame.
This is riffing. I don't approve of any of this.
You've written a whole new song.
This is not even
amazing. No, that'll get cut. But we agree on
it. And one for the little boy who, we can't say little boy because it's too, anyway, I don't know what I'm doing.
This is amazing.
I know you don't know what
you're
doing.
This is the basis of a new
song. Ran out of riff.
No, see, this is how we come up with material, and this is why, not just doing radio.
This is how we come up with material. I say, James, I've written this joke, and James says...
It's awful. I hate it.
That goes back and forth for 6 months until I say, James, I've written this joke. And James says, yeah, it's okay.
And then we
do that one.
But that's why we have to agree on what's funny between us, because otherwise it doesn't get through the other person at all. It doesn't even get through workshop phase.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Far out. I couldn't imagine working with my siblings in such a way that you two do and trying to agree on anything.
Do you have siblings?
I do have two sisters.
Two sisters. Twins?
No.
Yeah,
do you guys have other siblings?
That's not really seedy. Are they twins?
What
are
no, they? How was that a seedy question? That wasn't a seedy question. I would have asked for their numbers if they weren't twins.
I think actually doing it together helps us air it out a little bit, air the grievances.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about the funniest fight we ever had.
No, you can tell them. I'm just embarrassed.
Oh, we were just having a fight backstage because James left his shirt backstage.
Somebody broke my button. It's
long story short, there was a button that was damaged on his shirt. And he was
my favourite shirt.
He was yelling at me like it was my fault. And I said, oh, James, we've got to do the show in 5 minutes. He starts screaming his head off. And he goes, you know what? F you. F this. You go stand on your side of the stage. I'll go stand on my side of the stage. And I don't want to talk to you until we walk out on the stage. And then 5 minutes later, we have to walk out and go, Hello, everyone. And James has just said, don't talk to me.
Best friends, and then you've got to put on a bung on an act.
Well, it's interesting in a theatre as well. If you stand in the wings and you can see the other wings, I can just see him pacing back and forth, fiddling with his broken button like it was the worst thing that ever happened to you.
Now, you guys were involved in the Canberra Comedy Festival, like the inception of it, right?
Yeah, we're on the board of directors.
Yeah, and...
Oh, that's a fancy way to put it. Us and a couple of mates created it.
Okay.
That's a
and we are the board
way.
Of directors.
The board of directors sounds much better. I think Canberra, I used to live in Canberra for a long time, and I've always, I think there wasn't a lot of people in the comedy scene in Canberra, it's got to be said. Like back, when I was there, it was pretty hard, but you've managed to...
It's been growing.
Yeah.
Definitely, we started our comedy career there, and there's great rooms and great comics and you know,
it's getting there.
Fun. Comedy scene picking up.
It's good. Well, it's good. No, it's good to know. Maybe I just wasn't looking in the right places. I always thought Canberra was, you know, devoid of good comedy scenes, you know.
Well, you see, that's what everyone thinks. It's about getting
That's like
out
saying, like, oh,
it.
The Latin dance scene in Bondi is not big, but never having looked for a Latin dance function, I would have no idea.
I looked for comedy in Canberra. I sure did. But oh,
well, there you
it.
Go. Well, we get Canberra's lucky. They get all the big touring acts, and they have a great local scene with great local rooms as well.
So. But the Canberra Comedy Festival's only been going for a few years, and
fifth one this year.
And it's really growing, especially when Sydney and Melbourne are doing these massive ones nowadays.
They're enormous.
Canberra's working its way up, but it's good to see. Good to see.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever be as big or as cool as those festivals. They're so
we'll
good.
We'll give it a crack, though.
We'll give Why it not? A try.
Well, Canberra tries to have a crack at everything, really. So
exactly.
You
sure does.
You've got some great show names, including Womb Mates, How I Met Your Brother, Twinfinity. That one's not so good. Who dares Twins?
That's the Twinfinity is the newest one.
Yeah, we really like Twinfinity.
That was brutal. Okay, so the Who Dares Twins, we also had Mission Twin Possible. And next year's show is called Identical as Anything. But this is the one that I always want to do, but my agent won't let me put it on the poster because it's too long, is Twindiana Jones and the Temple of Womb.
Oh, that is amazing.
I've been told it's too long and also far too vulgar.
Yeah, you know how I said that our agent said we couldn't have it? It was me. I didn't even
Jimmy
ask him. I didn't
agent.
Like it. I don't like it. It's too long.
It's great. That's
but we
one.
Always work. We spend hours coming up with a title. Yeah. It is
you got a whole,
so important.
But we just have a little Facebook competition normally.
Which our sister normally
this
wins.
This one, Identical as Anything, we were going to go with The Born Identical, but then we thought the reference was too
it's
dated.
Too topical.
Twinception, we almost had 1 year, but again...
Bromance was pretty good. Anyway, we go through a lot.
Bromance is great. Bromance is really good. I think that 2018's tour should be called.
I got one for you.
The Bromance Tour.
Mick or Treat.
Mick or Treat. Well, Halloween's just gone. I couldn't
What's
use
your last
that.
Name? Gangster Rap.
It's a long one. My surname.
I
go
you
by
said
Mick.
Your name was Mick Rap.
Mick Rad.
Oh.
With Rad. Because Rad.
Who's Jack and Phoenix now?
Who's Jack with an apostrophe? Because that's. I don't know who is. Someone's got to be.
All right, we better spruik this show because it's on next Friday and
yes.
It's ticking away. It's the Stevenson Experience live at the Comedy Store in Moore Park next Friday night at 7 p.m. What can people expect at this show?
Well, we are shooting our first ever DVD.
Oh, my God, so exciting.
It's an hour of our best material from the whole 10 years that we've been doing stand-up.
What if you don't do the best in that hour? What do you have to do it again?
We'll be the best. This
That's why
this
people
is the
have
one
to
show.
Come, because if there's empty seats, we're going to look really dud on tape.
You also say the best from the last 10 years, but let's be honest, the first 5 years of our career, we weren't crash hot. It's
no,
the
no,
best of the last five.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah.
It's the good stuff. It's the best stuff. It's heaps of high-energy musical comedy. It's very fun.
Cool.
If you have a sibling or a twin or, you know, brothers, sisters, that's what you relate to. And there's, you know, stand-up. As well as the songs and stuff like that. It's everything. It's just
awesome.
It's just heaps of fun.
Something for everyone. Next Friday night, Stevenson Experience. Do you get a lot of twins to come to the performances?
We do get a lot of twins at our shows. And we love it. I actually really love it.
You get something extra special if you're a twin. There's lots of jokes just for you in there.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. The Stevenson Experience. Thanks, guys, for coming on. Beej and James, thanks for coming to the studio at 2SER.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for having us.
And we're looking forward to your radio show anytime soon.
Oh, cheers. Awesome. Thanks.
You're good.
This is our demo.
We're calling our show next year Jack and Phoenix.
Good.